it almost seems like the more you try and walk the righteous path, then the more difficult it gets.
Created live on Fireside.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Athletic Definition. I'm your host, Coach Ray Z. Welcome to Fireside. Everybody joining on Fireside, it's the first Web3 interactive platform. So if you want to be live in the audience, be sure to get the app, contact me, and I can get you in the audience if you know me. And thank you, everybody, for being here. Today, the show is called The Struggle is Real. I've been missing for a couple weeks because life has just been keeping me super busy. I'm currently training for my 17th consecutive Los Angeles Marathon, which will be next Sunday. LA Marathon. It'll be my 50th total. But with everything going on, it's been very hectic. And I see Lily, Ty, and Anna. So thank you, everybody, for joining and everybody else. Today, I just wanted to kind of address, I know a lot of people want to work out but have a hard time struggling. And I'm always paying attention to everything, mostly fitness. But I saw a little story on CNBC, and it said that 37.9 million Americans are living in poverty, and that 140 million Americans right now are one accident away from living in poverty. So I know for a lot of people, it's tough. There's been times where I haven't had a car, or I've taken public transportation, and there's some people who have really difficult jobs where they're either walking or taking public transportation, working in fields, doing manual labor, and then they have to take the same trek back, and then they have family and other responsibilities. So you might be like, well, who cares about working out, or I don't have time for that. And so I always think it's easy for a lot of people who, you know, depending on where you start in life, it would just be easier for you to work out if, you know, you can afford to go to a nice gym right after, or just different situations. So I could see why a lot of people don't work out. But with all the stress going on, what are you doing to release your stress? So they were saying, you know, that one accident away from not being able to, you know, pay for your bills and things like that. And it could be anything from a hospital bill, unexpected hospital bill. After that, hospital bills are so expensive. I know, I thank God the insurance covered it. I got bit by a dog in last 4th of July. That was unexpected. That brought on depression because I couldn't work out. I couldn't be as active. So I know a lot of people also get hurt working out, or if you get bit by a dog. I looked it up, 4.5 million people per year get bit by a dog. And out of those people, 800,000 need medical attention. And then you can, I looked it up. I looked up a bunch of things just to see what people are going through. By the way, if you want to know what to do when a dog bites you, you can check out episode 126 of Athletic Definition. That one is where I talked to you about what I did, reporting it to CDC and everything else that you're required to do by law, even though they didn't do nothing. So I recently got a new job. I was just working part-time, and I left it and I started a new job. And my new job, it takes about an hour and a half for me to walk there, because I am one of the, in 2021, 52,000 people got their Cadillac converters stolen. I was one of those people. And it threw a wrench in my plans. So I'm walking to work, and it takes me an hour and a half. It's been rain. I live in Los Angeles, California. It's been raining really hard. I see a bunch of people's stories when it was hailing, when it was raining. Oh, stay dry, stay safe. Well, some of us don't have the choice. And I work in Pomona. So as I'm walking in Pomona, I work on this street called Holt Boulevard. And here you have everything. You have prostitutes every day, pimps every day that I see, homeless people everywhere, human shit on the floor where you have to watch where you're stepping. A lady asked me for change yesterday with her meth pipe in her hand. I mean, the things that I see every day, and I'm like, I'm blessed regardless of everything going on, all the hectic things. I just think, man, I could be those people. I feel bad for the homeless. I don't feel bad for the ones that are just choosing to be that way, but I do feel bad for them. It's a huge problem. It keeps getting worse. definitely greater minds out there who can hopefully find a solution. But once again, all that can wear on you. So basically, I'm doing about an extra 50 miles per week walking Monday through Friday. And it was pretty tough because I actually got two jobs at the same time, got two interviews at the same time, got back-to-back second interviews at the same time. And I'm all doing, a lot of companies won't hire you if you don't have a car. They just think you're not responsible. Yet at my previous job, my manager lived on site and he showed up 20 minutes late to work and I didn't. And the people with cars show up late. And I'm like, it's just the decisions that you're making. Some guy who got hired the same time that I did, he's gone. He was there 4 days and he got fired. He showed up late 3 days out of the 4 days. And I was talking to him a little bit. He's telling me he has a daughter. He wants to make her proud. He was going through some hard times. Didn't even have a cell phone. And then he showed up late and showed up late. And he had no good excuse. And, you know, he started bitching and complaining about how, you know, none of us know what it's like to do public transportation. And I'm like, I just kept my mouth shut because he was kind of causing a ruckus and they were just wanted him to leave. But you know, if you really care for your daughter, if you really care, he was like, I want my opportunity. I want my opportunity to have a car. I want my opportunity to have a phone. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, you had your opportunity, but you blew it. What, you didn't recognize it? And a lot of us, if we think, oh, well, I want to work out or I want to get in shape or how come I don't, if, you know, you can choose the type of mentality you want to be. You could say you really want something, but then your attitude or what you do is going to reflect, do you really want it? Did you really want that job that bad? Did you really want to make your daughter proud? I would have showed up on time if I wanted to take care of my daughter. I have a daughter. I have a son. It's like, how are you going to say that you care for something or want to accomplish a goal and then show up with a poor attitude? So regardless of what happens, you know, life isn't always fair. And if you feel that no one cares for you, borrowing from Tupac, Coach Ray cares. Drake, I can't remember what song he rapped about, but he says that the game isn't always fair. That things that, let me pull it over here so I can read it better. The game isn't always fair. That the things you go through, you can play your heart out and not everyone gets a ring though. And that's true. I mean, huge sports fan, huge fitness fan. I know so many great players that never won a championship ring or never won an NFL ring. You're not always going to get what you want. You're not always going to win. I wish I could tell you that everybody who's struggling and is working hard is going to be able to make it or do good. But I'm not sure about that. You know, life has its own bittersweet moments. And regardless, it is a, you know, women's, what International Day just passed. And I think Women's Month is coming up. There's a fighter named Holly Holmes when she fought Ronda Rousey. No, was it Ronda Rousey? Can't remember who it was that she fought, but she was getting tapped out and she went out swinging. And I would rather go out swinging and then just sit and do nothing and not even try. So as far as like working out for myself personally, I would say the last year has been pretty disappointing. I have not been able to train jiu-jitsu since I got bit by a dog. Then I got an infection. And then with working, trying to get to jiu-jitsu, walking, because for me to get to jiu-jitsu, it was taking me another hour there, train for 3 hours, and then walk back. Well, adding the extra 50 miles, plus then doing the long runs, you know, for LA Marathon, doing 20-mile runs on Saturday, tomorrow, it's supposed to keep raining. I'm going to do 10 miles from there and, you know, giving so much to a new job, trying to learn what you want to learn or need to learn so that you don't get fired. And, you know, it could be difficult and you're trying to get ready for a marathon. And when you are getting ready for a big event, they say you want to avoid stress. You know, you want to avoid stress as much as possible, but that's not always possible. And I say, when in doubt, go work out, go find something to try to let it out. My workouts suffered. I think for like the first week and a half, I was pretty disappointed in myself because I'm a huge David Goggins fan. And I was like, damn, I'm acting like a little bitch just because I'm walking an extra 50 miles a week. So then it was this week. I started getting up at 5 in the morning, started doing my workout at least 30 minutes. And then from there, get ready, have my coffee, and then go to work. Overall, you could focus on the negative. You could focus on what's not going good. And trust me, there's a lot of things that I'm not content with, as far as like some people would say, you don't even do jiu-jitsu anymore because you haven't trained in about a year. But I'll be back and I will continue my marathoning. I was doing about, I don't know, I'm trying to hit 100 marathons. I'm at 50. I will be at 58 marathons. But that took a step back because since the pandemic, everything has changed. I know not just for me, for a lot of people. So I know I hear the suicide amount of people, the people going through the struggle, and maybe you don't have a good relationship with your kids, or maybe you got fired or got laid off or left your job during the pandemic. That's what happened to me. I was working for a bank for 10 years, making okay money, good benefits. I had a month vacation each year, weekends off, but I hated it. I hated it so much. I felt like my soul was dying. I couldn't stand that job. And so I was going to make a leap, and then the whole pandemic happened. And then I was like, I felt so stuck. I'm like, I don't want to do this, but now I have no choice but to stay here. And then it started kind of seeming like it was going to get better. And I said, I don't care. I'm going to make a jump. Going back in hindsight, I should have prepared better. Could have done way more different things, but it is what it is. I didn't prepare as good. I'm like, I'm going to take less money. I'm going to end up working weekends, but I'm going to go after my passion, what I love, what I want to do. And so I quit the bank and got a job at UFC gym. And I got fired the first day because the second wave of COVID came and they laid off everybody. So then I was like, damn, well, I probably messed up. In fact, I couldn't even talk about this without, getting emotional. Now enough time has passed and I'm just trying to let other people know, because, some people may hear like David Goggins and they're like, well, he made it already. But how many people are actually sharing their story while they're going through this struggle? So if you've been following my journey, it's not easy. I try to keep it as real as possible because I hate that fake it till you make it. I don't want to fake it till I make it. I just want to be real. I just want to be me, and that's it. So, I feel that I'm a good worker, showed up on time, never been late. People there with cars are showing up late and I'm not, and I don't even have a car. And they finally got me business cards. So that means they're not going to get rid of me. Yay. And they invited me to go to a convention in Chicago. So right after LA Marathon, later that day, I will be flying to Chicago for a week. My podcast will have to change for that week. So stay tuned. I'm not quite sure. Maybe I'll do it Saturday, but it's going to be an interesting time. Overall, with this podcast, being able to reach people and talk to them about fitness and hopefully inspiring them to work out, do anything. I play basketball or jiu-jitsu or go to the gym, do yoga, just something active, something good for your body. Through a lot of these shows, I've always looked into fitness, but then I start finding out about technologies. And as I start finding out about technologies, they say that most of us will spend majority of the money that we earned trying to live longer in our later years. But most of that could be avoided by working out 3 times a week, just being active. So would you rather pay the hospital bills and pay your doctors and take medication, maybe sleep with a CPAP machine because weight issues, no fat shaming or anything, but just think about your health. In the long run, what would you rather do? Do you want to work so hard to extend your life with medicine and doctors and nurses and being pricked all the time? Or would you just rather do it yourself. Me personally, I feel that a lot of the thing, like my immune system, I'm no doctor, but I feel it's good because of all the working out. It's proven that if you work out more, you get less sick, making you a better employee because people want people who are going to show up. A lot of companies are complaining about since the whole pandemic, people just don't even show up because they don't care because it's so easy to not get fired because of that. But to me, it's more like going back to David Goggins. It's, it doesn't matter what other people are doing or if they're watching. It's how do you want to be? How do you want to present yourself? It's for yourself. It's like, I don't want to be known as, you know, growing up, I'm not going to say that I grew up in some rough neighborhood or anything like that. Not no 8 Mile. I actually had two good parents and I went to private school, but my parents never really taught me hate. So because of that, I talked to everybody, gangsters, drug addicts, a little bit of everything. So I got to know a lot of people and I'm blessed just to be alive. I'm blessed to so many people in jail, so many people personally that I know that aren't the same and because of drugs. So the only outlet I had was working out. I'm not talking, I didn't even have money for a gym. I'd go just to the outdoor courts. Running was one of the cheapest things when I was going through a divorce. That was like my outlet. That was like the only thing I could do. And when you're really, really struggling, you think like, if you've ever seen maybe that Ip Man movie, he didn't want to train. Ip Man was a instructor of Bruce Lee. So it's called Ip Man. And he didn't want to train because the more you train, then the more you're hungry, the more you want to eat. And if you don't have extra money and you're trying to take care of your family, you can't be consuming more food. I mean, and then you think like, well, if I work out, I'm hungry and all I could eat is a cup of noodles and that's bad for you. It's like, I think that the good will outweigh the bad. Overall, you got to do what you got to do. Don't make the excuses. Sometimes we have cup of noodle diets, top ramen, whatever it may be. Just get out there and keep going. And hopefully, if you don't win a ring, at least you'll get in the playoffs. That's one thing about this country. I know a lot of people from other parts of the world. And here, you could work and work and work and at least get ahead. Other places, you work and work and work and you won't get ahead. So there is opportunity. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying that we all start off at the same, you know, start line, but the finish line is the same for everybody. And just keep your eye on the prize, keep going, forget everything else, reach out to people, listen to people that motivate you, that inspire you, always try to better yourself. I'm constantly listening to people that inspire me or doctors like, listen to Andrew. Actually, he's not even a doctor. He's a professor at Stanford. I'm blanking on him. I listen to Dr. Joe Dispenza, a lot of Dr. Bruce Lipton on epigenetics. So I'm always trying to learn about myself. And through this show, I've gotten to share a lot of good information that, you know, our body doesn't really come with instructions. So the more you can learn about emotions and caffeine and working out and what it does and when you should take it. I knew about coffee and then I revisited it because I did a show. If you want to check it out, coffee is for athletes only. I learned a lot about coffee and I've been actually taking the advice that I learned from different doctors. And I think it's actually helped improve my sleeping quality because I don't take caffeine after 10 in the morning. Try and consume my coffee before that. And because of that, go check out that episode if you want to know about, you know, the effects of coffee. And I think I left links to where I get the information. So I really didn't plan this show out that much. I just kind of wanted to talk about the struggles that we all go through. I had a Peachy on my show. She ran Badwater 150 miles. The world's toughest ultra race. And while she was preparing for that, her father passed away. And I told her, like, you know, what made you think that you could still do it? That's like one of the tougher things that I could think of, that having family pass away and you're training for not just even a marathon, 150 miles, where it's so hot that if you have to change your shoes because they will melt and you need a crew. And, you know, she talks about her experience. So if you want to check that show out as well, be sure and check it out. There's just so many things that we are going to experience. And one thing that I've learned, I think I got this from Dr. Wayne Dreyer. I have a lot of people that I listen to, and I think he was saying that, let me see if I could remember now. No, it blanked. Like I said, this one's kind of a freestyle show. I just wanted to kind of let you know all that I'm still here, and thank you for showing the support. Ty's in the audience, and he does a show with me called Drunks. We didn't get a chance to do that as well. And that show will be coming as well. So I don't want you guys all think that I give up or anything like that. If anything, Fireside has been a great outlet for me, because I've been able to just talk enough where the subjects that bothered me, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. There's something going on, like, with that emotion. Like, why is that triggering you? Why is that making you choke up when you talk about it? So when you can start kind of learning more, not just about your body physically, but emotionally, mentally. I'm going to be, since my schedule changed, you know, everything's kind of trying to book guests and everything, but I'm going to be having my friend Maury come on, who he does brainwave entrainment. And one of the reasons why me and him get along is because we believe that it's not just one thing. There's not one thing that's going to fix it all. Even when it comes to working out, if all you do is lift weights, what about your heart? If all you do is do cardio, what about your strength and conditioning? I mean, what about your food, what you're eating? So it's not going to be one thing. It's going to be a combination of things. And the more you learn about yourself, your physical, your mental, no one ever talks about emotional health or feelings, how to deal with feelings. No one ever talks about that. And when you see basketball courts or football games or anything like that, you see some people really, really get emotional all the time. Young people, and that's because they don't know how to deal with it, how to express it. And yes, some of these games are violent and they have to play like that. But I'm talking, even when I go to regular basketball courts, it's really just lack of maturity on the emotional. And I see a comment here from Lily. So it says, one of your guests made a really interesting point about squats, that as long as you can do them, you're okay. Good luck with all. Yes, the struggle is real. Social media can mask all that we do in our best. And it's always learning. Coffee show, very interesting. Thank you, Lily. And I know I didn't read that all well, but that's another thing that I had to learn to deal with. I hate doctors, and I needed glasses. Finally got glasses. I only need them for reading, but it was something that I just didn't want to. I avoided going to doctor forever because I knew I needed them. I just didn't want to wear them, and it's just all part of life. And whatever it is that you're going through, like I said, divorce, been there, car accidents, been there, getting bit by a dog, been there, maybe losing your license because of child support, even though you pay it, been there. So many things, experiences that I will share, because I know there's other people going through it currently right now, have gone through it, and will keep going through it. And I always kind of look to see, I know some people don't really like to listen to other people. They just want to go out and experience it themselves. And that's great. We all learn different ways, go out and do it. But after a while of me just being a knucklehead and doing it my way, I'm like, there's probably other ways. You know, I probably don't have to get hit by a car after being told a million times, look both ways before you cross the street. I could probably make it easier on myself. And maybe that's when I started wising up a little bit and started actually implementing what I learned, because going back to fitness, there's so many people be like, oh, that coach sucked. That trainer sucked. Or did you give any effort? Did you really try? If you would have tried, would you have accomplished your goal? Would you have reached your goal? And so I just want to keep basically anyone who's down and out or struggling, just give them a little hope. Keep going. You will find a way. And I truly believe that if you plant seeds, they're going to grow. I mean, that's pretty much it. Like right now I have close to 200 episodes of Athletic Definition. These are all seeds that I planted. They're always there. You can go back and you can listen to them. They're growing. Each day I check, people are listening, getting more views, getting more listens, and things will happen. When I first started, I probably emailed about 100 companies that I wanted to work with. I could have emailed more. That's what they tell you to do when you're starting off a podcast. But I don't want to work with other companies. I truly only emailed companies that use their products or that I like their products. And most of them blew me off. Well, now what? A year going, almost 2 years of podcasting, that same company reached out to me and said, hey, we'd like you to, you know, talk about our product. Of course, I was maybe a little petty and I'm like, nope. Now you got to back up the Brinks truck if you want me to talk about your product. You could have had me for cheap. But now I'd rather just promote myself. Why would I want to promote you? And so anyone listening out there, if you're going to try and pay me per 1,000, then you could just keep your, what is it? Most podcasters, they pay you $23.73 for every 1,000 downloads you get. If you're going to try and nickel and dime me, keep your money. I'd rather just pitch my own products. By the way, speaking of pitching your own products, if you click on the link, you can check out my Athletic Definition gear. 4 different styles of t-shirts, and elevate your performance, elevate your style with Athletic Definition. And I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't really like the cotton too much. It's okay. It's all right. I'm looking for a better quality, but this is what I have for now. I'm looking more for athletic, but to get started, that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to sell a product that I don't believe in. So if you do like the show, you like what I'm doing, you could just show support by basically think of it as a donation and you get a t-shirt. I am looking to make better t-shirts, but that's what I have for now. Like I said, I'm really looking to get more into the athletic gear, but it's just basically says Athletic Definition. So I'd rather just keep promoting my stuff than promote some other company that basically wants to nickel and dime me. And also, I don't do mid-rolls. I can't stand that. That's probably one of the reasons why I like Joe Rogan. I mean, I listen to all kinds of podcasts, the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast, and you're talking and you're getting into the conversation. But wait, let me tell you about this brand new beef jerky. I'm like, really? And most of the times I would just turn it off. So I won't do that to my show because I don't like it for myself. I like to just hear the conversation flow. So much more natural, so much better, and I think the audience will enjoy it more. And basically, there's no rules in podcasting, so I'm going to do whatever I want. But now, you know, with going back to the 9-to-5, even though I still believe the working man's a sucker, I'd rather keep all my creative creative control of the show. And instead of like just, because in the beginning, I got offers, hey, we'll pay you $400 a month plus commission on these supplements. But I never tried your supplements, and I don't really believe in supplements really too much. There's very few that are actually tested and actually say what they say. They, you know, most supplements are made in other countries and there's no quality control. So they'll mix and they'll say maybe whey protein, but the previous batch, they maybe were doing something with steroids. That's why in the UFC, you can't really take supplements from GNC. They actually have a whole list of USADA, which is the people that go and test to see if you're taking anything. And so most of the supplements in GNC are banned because they're not quality products. So when the company came to me and they were the first ones, and at the time, you know, I had lost my job and I was like, ooh, that sounds so tempting. I really need those $400 plus commission. But I'm like, nah, because what is the point of me peddling something I don't believe in? One of the reasons why I left the bank is because I didn't believe in the product. I didn't believe in what they were doing. I don't want to get sued, but they're basically the bank that opened up a bunch of people's accounts without permission for signatures. They also got in trouble for all kinds of stuff. There was a documentary made called Dirty Money, which I've never had Netflix, but during the pandemic, I got so bored. I watched the documentary and it was all about that job. And it was kind of like, oh, that this is it. I can't anymore. I really felt like there's an older movie called Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves. And basically Keanu Reeves is the son of Satan and he's a lawyer. And he knew that the person he was representing, he found out that he was a child molester, that he did molest that girl. And instead of getting like a mistrial, because that would mean he would lose or not actually get a victory, he decided to press forward. And then later on, when he found out Al Pacino is the devil, he's like, that's why it was like a test. It really was like a test. And it almost seems like the more you try and walk the righteous path, then the more difficult it gets. Through martial arts, they talk about one of the beautiful things about it is, you know, the discipline and all the different values you learn about yourself and hard work and how to control your mind. So that's one thing that I really enjoy about it. And you're going to make a lot of tough decisions that maybe your pocketbook won't agree with it, but what type of life? I think about it because now as I get older, I have kids. What kind of legacy do I want to leave for them? I told myself I cannot keep working for a corporation that doesn't really care about their customers or sell products like that. I couldn't. As I mentioned earlier, I actually had two interviews at the same time. I almost went to a corporation because I needed, you know, I live in California. It's expensive as hell. So I'm like, oh, but then I decided to go with a smaller company because the company that I went with that I was working for before part-time was a small company as well. So I'd rather stick to the smaller companies because I don't want to help companies that I've turned down jobs because I'm like, I can't sell your product. I'm past that point in my life. And I know that's what I'm talking about, you know, the being righteous or trying to do the right thing, because they don't talk about, well, if you're trying to walk the straight path and try to give a good example, no one ever talks about, well, what do you do if you have family? What do you do if you have kids? How can you, you know, go work for some sort of company that you know is doing wrong and then feel like, I can't do it. I just can't do it no more. So I'd rather not win a ring, but be satisfied because at the end, you know, no one is paying my bills. When I go to sleep at night, when I'm laying in bed, yeah, even though I physically try to exhaust myself through working out, you can't hide from yourself. You can't run away from your own thoughts. And there's more than life to money. And I really believe that, you know, Gary Vee says it all the time. He says he wants to be one of the first to become like super rich and be nice. And I think, well, Gary Vee, I like that, but you just adopted niceness. I was born in niceness. I'm right there behind you, Gary Vee. I think Ty caught that Bane reference. But yeah, I'm right there behind you, Gary Vee. I truly believe that there could be good companies out there. Kind of actually like Fireside. Fireside's idea was they were just so sick and tired of the algorithms keeping out normal people like us, like Ty, like Lily, who are creators here as well. And they just got tired of all that nonsense. If it wasn't for them and them wanting to do something good, you would never, I mean, maybe eventually I would have been brave and done my YouTube channel. It's not like there's other platforms, but it was just, it was really great experience because I've never met the owner of YouTube or the CEO or the founder or Facebook or Instagram. And I got onboarded by Fallon, which to me was like awesome. So there, I really feel that even though things are not 100% and they're not going to go 100%, I wouldn't trade it in for the world, because now at least I could spread my message of, hey, go work out, positivity versus just going to a 9-to-5. If I was going to a 9-to-5, even though with all the working out and trying to run 100 marathons, I'm still playing small. This way I could reach way more people. I've hit over 70 countries, all of the United States, and there's people who like the show, listen to it, and I get emails randomly from, hey, thank you. And even though it's not that often, and I hope there's some people that I'll never hear from, never know what country they are, but if I help them keep going, if I help them, you know, make it through their darkest time, then I'm satisfied with that, because I want to do my part to leave this world a better place. And I truly believe that you can leave it in a better place. And physical fitness, working out, sports, martial arts teaches you so much about yourself, about teamwork, about discipline, about your diet, your mind. So many, it goes on and on and on, that I just wanted to share with everybody that I'm still here, not going anywhere. I will keep going. You will keep seeing Athletic Definition. This, I think, is episode 190, I believe. I lost track. I was really on point with the shows, but with everything going on, I'm a little behind. So I joined Lily on her show this past Saturday. Now, I think the word I used was lost, but I didn't mean lost. I was actually meaning like just super busy, super focused, really drained with it. And also, since that's happened to me, I know it happens to other people. Don't beat yourself up so much if it takes you like a week or a week and a half to adjust to a new schedule, or you didn't get to work out because this is going on. You can readjust, make it happen, and everything, like now, little by little, I'm able to get those workouts in the morning. Then hopefully, as things go on, I'll get my new G ride. I'll be back on the road soon. And then you're going to see me on the jiu-jitsu matches. And I'm looking forward to getting back and just being able to be more out there, because not only that, this show will change. I'm going to be doing a lot more shows. Like, I already have people lined up where we're going to do live shows. We're going to do demonstrations at gyms and everything. Big things are coming, so be on the lookout for that. If you want to know the next show, man, I've been trying to see Creed 3 since it came out. That's going to be my next show. I'm going to review Creed 3. I'm going to try and see if I could squeeze it in. I got a lot of things to do this weekend. Training, editing, laundry. Yay. That's like the dark side of working out so much. A lot of laundry to do. Get a haircut. And I wake up, tomorrow at 6 in the morning. Not as early as usual to go a run, but it's supposed to rain. But after walking in the rain for, I don't know, 3 weeks, and then running the 20-mile run in the rain, a couple weeks ago, 10 miles seems like nothing in the rain. And even though the last 3 weeks have not been, as I'm going to say, in my opinion, they've been pretty shitty as far as training. not the way I wanted to close out to get ready for LA Marathon, not the way I wanted to finish off the last 3 weeks, but I have faith on all the work that I put in, on all the seeds I've been planting. I've been going for my long runs since October. So just because the last 3 weeks have not gone the way I wanted them doesn't mean that all that work has been thrown away. Could I be in better shape? Yes. But mentally, I think I might be the strongest I've ever been. So mentally, I'm 1,000% ready. And even though, like I said, physically, things have might change a little bit, I'm looking forward to coming back on here and saying I PR'd, which means a personal record, personal best. And that even though with everything going on, I was able to pull it off. And if I could pull it off, then I'm more than happy to show you how you can pull it off, because only one, and actually less than 1% of the population in the world will ever run a marathon. And you don't have to necessarily do that, but just become active. And so I want to thank everybody for joining me today. As I mentioned, it wasn't really pre-planned too much. I kind of knew about, you know, the struggle is real. And as I'm walking, and it's crazy, like, to see, like, even the prostitutes, some of them are hustlers. They're out there. It was cold as hell. And I'm like, what are you doing out here? Like, haven't you heard of OnlyFans? Like, you don't even have to be out here anymore. But it's just crazy. And not all of LA, for those of you, because sometimes people come over here and they go to Hollywood Boulevard and they're like disappointed. Not all of LA is as beautiful as it may seem, but I love it. And then one other thing that I really, really miss because of the car thing is I don't think I've gone to a trail this year yet. And I think maybe last year, since the whole thing, the car, I probably hit a trail with Ty and that's it. So I'm so eager to get back to what I was doing before, and then I could hopefully inspire even more people, because a lot of people are like, oh, I used to do that when I was young. I'm like, you're younger than me. What are you talking about? You know, like, get out there and don't make excuses. You're going to say something about age. I'm like, you didn't even know I was older than you. And you're going to tell me you used to run you used to work out. I'm like, what are you talking about? So if you're going to make an excuse, well, I still believe that we all change. I think back to, like, if I had to, in my 20s, walk an hour and a half to work, and then walk an hour and a half back. So that's 3 hours per day. I don't know if I would be mentally strong enough to do it back then. Physically, yeah, but, you know, I was just like, eh. Now, if it was for a party or something like that, be like, hey, we can get a ride there, but we have to walk back. I'd be like, yeah, but my priorities weren't there before. You know, it was all puro pinche party. But now it's like mentally, I feel that I could take on anything, and hopefully nothing tragic happens. Cause even though I feel mentally strong, like David Goggins says, he's like, he doesn't train for races. He trains for life, because no matter what, someone's going to pass away. Someone's going to get hurt. Something's going to happen in life where that difficultness that you go through just helps you get through it. Back in 2011, I ran Los Angeles Marathon, and it rained, and it was one of the hardest rains in California we had in a long time. And I sprained my ankle the week before playing basketball with my nephew and my son. And then during the marathon, I sprained my other ankle. So to date, this is my longest marathon. It took me almost 7 hours. I think it took me 6 hours, 54 minutes. And I got hypothermia, and it rained the whole time, and I was miserable. But I can look back to that, and I'm like, man, if I was able to do that, I could walk to work. I could deal with the rain. I could deal with that. But it was like putting myself through that difficult situation for fun, in my idea for fun, that made me be able to go into that mindset and be like, oh yeah, you know what? I've been able to do this. I could do that. Try something new. Try something that scares you. Try something that you're not sure that you could actually accomplish. And you'd be surprised at what you could do. With that, I want to thank everybody for joining me. Be sure to follow me on Fireside to find out when the next show will be, because it's going to be a little sporadic, at least for maybe the next 2 weeks, with LA Marathon coming, and then I'll be in Chicago. I'll work it out to make sure, because one thing, I've been on Fireside, and since I've gone into the whole podcasting, it's being consistent. I've been doing it pretty much every week, and if I miss a week, then I make up for it. So not going anywhere. Athletic Definition is here to stay. Coach Ray Z is here to stay. And I hope you join me on this journey to bettering yourself. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Till next time, Coach Ray Z, Athletic Definition, and I'm out.